Eli, although Ahmad didn't have a big rushing game numbers wise, you know, did you feel just his presence there really opened things up and, you know, brought something to the offense?
Yeah, I thought Ahmad played, you know, played well, and obviously, you know, hit, you know, first play hitting a pass to him, and, you know, probably really just be a 2 yard game, but he makes guys miss, and we get 7 yards. And, you know, next play, you know, a run play that, you know, they had a pretty good defense, but he, you know, was able to get the first down. So just thought he ran hard, and obviously when you have that mix with Ahmad and Brandon, I think, you know, that's just it throws the defense off a little bit, and you have a shifty guy, and then all of a sudden you bring, you know, Brandon is running downhill and powerful. So I think that's. When you have those two guys running in the game, you know, that helps out our run game.
So you think Brandon's success was, you know, part of it was
I think they both just, yeah. You know, just you throw just two different style running backs. I think it's, you know, it's a good mix to have, and I think, you know, both it helps out both of them.
We've asked you a lot about Victor Cruz throughout the year. He is unbelievably, as a third receiver, he could set a record here for most receiving yards. Have you ever just kind of looked at the stat sheet and thought, wow, how did this guy come out of nowhere and do all that?
Well, you know, he's you know, I looked at last week just what his average per catch is, and I was a very high number, and you know, just on the film, he does a good job getting open, doing the little things right, setting up moves, and he's a guy who wants, you know, he wants to you know, if he's not doing something correct, he wants to, you know, be told. He wants to learn. He wants to get better. I think he still knows he is young and a lot of, you know, new things out there, things he can improve on. But he's got a knack for making big plays and stepping up in the crunch time.
When we asked Kevin Gilbride about him 3 or 4 weeks ago, maybe a little more than that, he said that, you know, you see the spectacular plays, but what we see is a missed route here, a bobble there or something. Have you seen improvement in that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what, you know, is great about Victor, is that he does work. He does, he's got a good level head, and you know, he's not afraid to be coached and to learn and make adjustments. And so he's in tune to, you know, being hard on himself and watching what he needs to improve on and asking questions. And those are guys you want. He's a guy who, you know, he wants to be a good player. He wants to work at, you know, becoming a better player, and that's what you'd like to see.
I imagine if someone would have picked, you know, who's going to break the franchise record for receiving yards, he wouldn't have been your first pick.
Probably not. You know, at the beginning of the year or you know, last year, but you know, he's worked hard and overcome a lot of things, and you know, again, he's a joy to, you know, to work with and to practice, and joy to have him on the field with you, because he is a natural playmaker and he does work hard at his craft.
How much does it affect you when, you know, David goes out a couple hours before the game?
You know, I think at this point, been here a number of years, and the way, you know, we've had, you know, offense linemen in and out, and you know, those guys are great. And you know, before the game, you kind of hear the news, and you know, we're just, you know, talking with Snee and some of the guys. All you can do is really kind of just laugh and just say, hey, what are you going to do? You know, it's too late. We can't start crying or complaining. We got, you know, midstream adjust and you know, say who's playing center. You know, all right, Booth, he's gonna play center. All right, we're fine. He's played center. He's done fine. You know, Mitch has been practicing during the week and getting reps. You know, the last couple of weeks, and has done well. So those guys have been here. They know what they're doing. They know the game plan, and came in and did a great job.
How did Mitch do?
Mitch did well. He did well. You know, he knew what he's doing. No mistakes. And obviously, you know, that's a big adjustment where he's. You know, that night and the night before and that day, he's coming into the stadium thinking, you know, he probably, you know, might not even dress, and all of a sudden, hey, you're starting at left guard. Good luck, you know. So, you know, but he played well and had good poise, and, you know, there's always some things you can fix up, but, you know, he competed and was physical, and that's what we like to see.
He brings an energy. He's got an energy about
him. He does have an energy, you know, for sure. And, you know, he's just fired up, and he was confident. He was excited about his opportunity. He wasn't nervous. He was looking forward to getting out there and playing in the game.
Eli, was Stacy with the team on Saturday when he had his incident?
Yeah, I believe. I think, you know, I don't know when it all went down, but obviously, you know, I didn't even hear about it till Sunday. They told me he was out and you know, had a little scare. So obviously, you know. Thankful that he, you know, got the help and you know, got that fixed up. But obviously, you know, another adjustment. He's a guy who we had a lot of, you know, packages where he was going to be in, and you know, he comes in a lot as that, you know, that kind of six offensive linemen, but use him as a tight end a lot. All of a sudden, you know, a lot of those things had to change, and Jimmy Cordell had to come in and play that spot. So, you know, a lot of guys were shifted around and moved around. But, you know, the good thing about having a veteran offensive lineman, guys who have been here, if they haven't played a whole lot, been here a number of years, been in the system, you know, they were able to fill in and do a good job.
Sorry if you've been asked this already. When did you find out about the Cowboys game yesterday?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think I saw it at one point during the game. You know, they flashed up to it, and you know, it's not one of those things you think about at the time. You just kind of see it, and you know, and then you get back to focus, you know, playing your game. And you know, obviously, it's, you know, always happy when a division team loses. Usually,
does something go through your head at some point? You know, this team a lot has been injuries. You know, some things that go wrong, bounces. That, hey, that's a break. You know, that's
no. You know, just, you know, I think in any of these situations, all you can do is try to worry about your own team and worry about your own situation and your, you know, and getting better and trying to win games. You know, you start worrying about other people and rooting for other things and, you know, waiting for, you know, someone else to win or lose. That's, you know, you get off the the focus that you need to, you know, what are you doing to get improving? You know, worrying about them is not going to help us out. You know, we just got to worry about us, you know, playing better, winning games, and everything else will, you know, be fine.